Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
My job frequently requires me to travel, and when I arrive in a new place, one of the first things I do is look or ask for the Wi-Fi access. Often, and perhaps this has already happened to you, you're given a very complicated password with capital letters, numbers, and symbols. You really have to concentrate to copy it correctly, and then, when you're finally connected to the network, you're thrilled to be able to use the internet. The Lord gave us a gift, the gift of being able to connect with Him. To do this, He left us the Holy Spirit, as well as His Word, prayer, the local church, etc. And do you know what the password is to join this network of love and power? It's Jesus, the only name given among men by which we can be saved. The Bible declares, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:16. As soon as you wake up in the morning, come close to Him. During the day, at least once an hour, take a minute to think about the Lord or read the Word of God, the Bible. This way, you'll be sure to be permanently connected. The mistake most people make is to connect only when nothing's going right. All of a sudden, they realize that they don't have the connection, that they don't have the code. So they look desperately, feverishly. They look every which way and complain that God isn't answering them. It's not that God isn't answering. It's just that they aren't connected with Him at that particular moment. My friend, are you well connected with the Lord? Do you have this alive, active relationship with Him? Do you talk to God? Do you hear Him speak to you? It's so important. So much more important than having Wi-Fi.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.